Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Well, since the news of Republican Senator Jim Inhofe's impending retirement, several candidates have expressed some interest in taking over that Senate seat. Former Inhofe Chief of Staff Republican Luke Holland is a fourth-generation Oklahoma who's decided it's time for him to make a run at the Senate.
You know, when I think about all the things that I've been able to work on with Jim over the last, few years that I've worked for him, it's been an honor of a lifetime to be able to serve Oklahoma and deliver powerful results for him. When I think about, and he and I have talked a lot over the last couple of years about how far our country has just moved to the left and how the socialists have really been able to grab a foothold in the country and steer everything in the wrong direction. And whether it's they want to kick God out of everything, they want to kick parents out of schools, they don't have any respect for rural Oklahoma, and they don't love our freedoms. And so when the senator decided that he wanted to retire, I said, well, I want to run to replace you because I want to continue this mission that we've been working on for so long. And what I'm so excited to champion for Oklahoma is the restoration of our freedoms and our Christian values. I think those are the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And we do such a great job of advancing and advocating for those things here in Oklahoma. And we just need to export those values to the rest of the country so that we can get things going back on the right track.
Holland knows he has big shoes to fill and that this is a very big job. Still, he says his priorities will be focused on three things.
Three things that I'll be focused on right away. One is rebuilding our military. That's something that Jim and President Trump worked on really well during the 4 years of the Trump administration. The best way that we can avoid a war with China is to make sure that we have the strongest, most capable military in the world. And the Obama administration cut the defense spending when you adjust it for inflation. We got things going back on the right track with Trump, and now Biden is trying to do the same thing that Obama did. So we've got to get that back on the right track. The second thing that I want to do is prioritize rural Oklahoma. And so when I think about whether it's the Farm Bill or rural development, we love freedom and we don't like the government telling us what to do. So ensuring that our schools and our farmers and our ranchers do not have the federal government breathing down their necks telling them what to do, I want to be the biggest impediment to liberal hysteria in Washington, right? I want to keep the federal government out of their way so that we can do what we love best, which is to live a peaceful and quiet life while providing for our families. And I would say that the third thing that I really want to focus on is being a bold witness for the values that we cherish here in Oklahoma. Our Christian values are what really united our country in the first place. And I think if we're going to find unity again as a country, we've got to get back to the basics and get back to really cherishing these things that the Lord's given us. And whether it's loving our neighbor or protecting the unborn, all the above, all these things need to have champions in Washington, and that's what I want
to
do.
To hear the complete conversation between Luke Holland and Ron Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tacks. With Altacid IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. The feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement, still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com. to learn more.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.